Hey, by the way, your hair looks really nice today.
Thank you. I dyed it back to black or dark brown, whatever this is.
Yeah, it just looks really nice. Your braids just look cute. I just wanted to say that before we started this episode. And I went back to being a hater. You know, you need to balance out being a hater on fictional media by being a lover to your friends. You know, like you need to balance it out.
That's so true. That's so true. Like I 100% agree with that.
It's so important to love your besties while you hate on fictional media.
Right. While you hate on fiction media together, the togetherness is the part of it that you got to really just do, you know? Mm-hmm.
That is it. And you're so right.
If you don't have a friend to hate on a specific piece of media with, what are you doing, you guys?
Go on Tumblr.com. You will find haters.
Right.
You just will like, find your haters. You will find your people.
If you're angry about something, just go to Tumblr.
Hello everyone, welcome to Friday's Too Late. This week we are watching season 6, episode 19, I'd Leave My Happy Home for You. I'm Bea, joined by my co-host Jordan. Say hi, Jordan.
Hello.
This episode fucking pissed me off. Episode fucking pissed me off.
Yeah.
Are you telling me we are in the home stretch of the season? Again, this is actually season 6, episode 20, by the way. I got my episode numbers wrong. You're telling me this is 3 episodes before the finale and you're doing this? This is what we're choosing to spend our time with? This episode fucking pissed me off.
Like, I feel like this is just going to be the vibe. You know what I mean?
The thing is that I know the next 2 episodes kind of fucking slap. But this one fucking pisses me off.
So, like, I feel like it's like, here's the thing with TBD. It's an inconsistent show.
It's an inconsistent bitch. That is for sure.
It's an inconsistent show. Like, you never know if you're about to have the best episode of your life or you're about to just be like, why am I watching this? Why am I still watching this? Why? Mm-hmm. And for the past, like, several episodes have been like, it's been hard. Let me just say, it's been hard.
Season 6 is a real roller coaster because you have some real high highs, and then every once in a while you just get like a 5. Dip down.
And like, let me just say something. I think I wasn't as annoyed by this episode as I am going to be talking about this episode, because that's what I'm going to realize.
That it how fucking pisses boring. You off.
Yeah, how it pisses me off because of how boring it is, because I was also doing other stuff while watching these episodes. You know, that's the one thing, right? If episode's good, you'll keep me engaged. If it's not good, I will be surfing something while watching.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the main flaw right now of the show. Like, I gotten into this habit of just watching it and being like, okay, when is the cool thing gonna happen? And like, that's what I'm thinking of, like this episode in and of itself didn't bother me as much, but in a way it's so boring.
It's like, so boring. We'll talk about so it and you'll boring. Be like, oh,
like how did we get to this? How? Because like, I'm waiting for I want to put this on 1.25 speed.
Yeah.
So that I can get through this episode. Like, that's the level that we're at right now. Like, I need them to do something drastically different, because like, that's why I leave a show, because I don't like the plots that are going on. Everything's getting stagnant. Like, no real developments are happening. Like, what happened to making a character arc?
God.
Right?
I wish.
Like, what happened to character arcs? You know what I mean?
It's so sad, too, because we literally, like, 4 episodes ago, we were having the time of our goddamn lives. We had that string of 10s. And you know why? Because there was interesting character development with Caroline. And now we're like, what the fuck? Elena wants to be human. Damon doesn't want to be human. It's a whole kerfuffle. Okay.
Mind you, we've already had this discussion, and I forgot we had this plot line already.
In season 4.
It's only that it mentions at the end of this episode.
And they reminded us that we already had this discussion in season four. That is the most evil thing they did this episode, is they reminded us that we've already done this before. Because like, I would have been fine if you did not tell me that we had already been through this, bitch, because I had forgotten. But you reminded me, and now I'm fucking pissed off.
You reminded me of something I've forgotten about. If I've already forgotten about it, it's obviously not that relevant to my day-to-day life. Like, I don't care about it that much. Because you know me, I'm a person who, if I see a parallel, I'm gonna mention a parallel.
Exactly.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So, if I've already forgotten it, and now you have to remind me of this conversation already happening so that we can understand why Elena's like, no, don't take the cure. Like at this point, like, I don't care if he takes it or not. I don't care if she takes it or not. Move on.
Get a new plot line. I think so fucked up. I think this episode really shot itself in the foot by making Elena remember that they had already had this fucking discussion. Because again, I had forgotten about it.
Like, those little flash of memories, I'm like, when she was like on their first date, I was like, did this happen? Because I don't remember that happening.
No. So the flashbacks of their first dates, we don't remember. Or we never saw that, I believe. I believe those are totally new.
They refilmed those, right? Because I was just like, when did this happen? Like, they had a first date? When? It feels like something that, and you know why I was also thinking? I was like, was this something that, like, Damon compelled her to forget? You know, like, now that Elena's remembering everything, I'm like, oh, are we gonna just now be reminded of everything that Damon compelled her to forget? Is that what's gonna happen?
We got reminded of everything that Alaric compelled her to forget, and that included a first date, which I believe we had never seen before. I'm sorry we don't have Brian on this episode. Brian would have loved this episode. But
yeah.
Jordan and I are just going to be little haters. So let's actually get into it, because there's so many reasons why this fucking pisses me off. Number one.
Let's get into it. Yes.
Are Bonnie and Elena really Joe's only friends to throw her a bachelorette party?
No, it's so sad.
Girl, it's so sad. Number one, it is very funny. They send in a cop stripper who has a very, like, distinguished demeanor about him. Shout out to this man. He's playing the part. And then he is a stripper. And he's also playing that part very well. I just gotta say, shout out to that man.
Yes. I think it's so hilarious that
is this Joe doctor's gets only friends to college students?
Like, girl, they couldn't call anyone else. Like, she's really that lonely. Like,
isn't
they
that couldn't desperate,
have,
girl?
Like, they couldn't have gotten a stand-in person to like pretend to be her friend, like, so a couple of friends also at the bachelor's party. Like, you guys got all those people for Alaric. I don't know, it's a little misogynistic to me,
but also Alaric's was very much just like a bunch of random people who he has never met before.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you want to throw out for the guy's bachelor's party, but for the girl's bachelor's party, it could just be three girls in a what's it called,
in a diner.
In a diner together on like a Saturday night alone. Like, come on. Like, you could have spurred out the budget a little for Joe too. Like, it didn't even have to be that many people. It could have been like five extra people, and then be like, oh, this is also your friends who we all know and love. Right?
You know what I mean? Like, throw in a one off. Give some poor actor, give an actor an episode where they say like seven lines and get their SAG health insurance. Like, why are, like, her only friends Bonnie and Elena? Lame. So lame. Loser behavior, I think, actually.
Right.
Alaric, we knew, was a loser. We've known he's a loser since day one. But Joe being a loser? Twist of the century.
I mean,
truly.
I mean, I guess they're now losers together. You know what I mean?
You know what? Maybe they've really found the perfect loser for loser couple.
Right.
Bonnie brings up at the bachelorette party, they end up just like, they dance with the stripper for a while, and then they end up at a diner, at the diner that they, Elena has compelled them to close up early. So it's just them in the diner. They have all their little food. Joe has a lot of funny jokes about like being hungry all the goddamn time. So true, queen. Bonnie brings up the fact that Elena ran away from Damon once he suggested they take the cure together. And And Bonnie's right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, girl,
mm-hmm.
why'd you run away?
Like, let's be honest here. Okay? Let's be real serious. Get real nice and serious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Elena, I think you have a lot to unpack right now. Okay?
Elena has so much to unpack. And she will be just throwing away the whole suitcase instead. Like,
right, because instead of thinking about, why do I think I would not like Damon once I become a human anymore? What about Damon makes me feel that way? They instead go with the, oh, but you guys love each other, so like it'll be fine. So like, you know, true love wins at the end. The end.
Be like, so serious.
Be for real. Like, let's get an actual person, a real life person to do this. And that would not happen because, like, the reason why Bonnie even brought up the fact that she might be, maybe she doesn't want to turn human because she's scared of what will happen with Damon. Maybe she knows that your human self would not be dating Damon for a good reason. Maybe your morals would be more put together when
maybe
you go back to
being human. Maybe you would have
actual
morals. Again, nothing against right. vampires. They're my besties. They're an incredibly effective allegory for homosexuality and otherness and whatever. Girly, your morals are all out of whack right now. And that's fine.
Right.
Like, live your best life.
Because you're a vampire.
It's all right. But also, goddamn, girl.
Like, we know.
Get it together. Also, I just want to note, actually, as much as we are hating on this episode, by the way, written by Brett Matthews and Rebecca Schoenenshire, and then directed by Jesse Warne. I just want to point out, Jesse Warne also directed a shit ton of season one of The Originals. He directed Girl in New Orleans, The River in Reverse, The Casket Girls, and then Farewell to Storyville. Like, are you for real? And they stuck you with this episode of The Vampire Diaries?
See, this is just proof that no matter how good you are, if you're given bad script, bad content, you can't put it together. Like, that's up to God. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just like, you are so good at directing, obviously. And this episode still pissed me the fuck off because you got given bad material to write with. I can't believe this man also directed The Casket Girls, which right. is, I think, my favorite
Hello?
Episode of season one of TO, and also this. Like, come on.
It's crazy.
Sorry, I just wanted to point out Jesse Warne. Shout out to that director. Wonderful, good work, bestie. So the boys' bachelor party is just basically an entirely girl house party at the Salvatore mansion. The only men in sight are the Salvatores, Alaric, Matt, and Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible bachelor party, objectively.
Right.
Terrible right. bachelor party. The girls had a good idea. They were like, we'll get a stripper, we'll dance, we'll have some fun. And then, because she can't drink, we're just going to go get some greasy diner food. They had a good bachelorette party. They knew Joe. Loser behavior that she only has two college-age students as her friends, but, like, still, they planned a better bachelorette party.
The little stripper moment that they had with Phil was so cute.
Funny. It was so funny.
I loved it.
And, like, they didn't overstay the welcome of the stripper. They paid him kindly right. for his time, and he left. Like,
right. I think the problem with Alaric's bachelor party... Like, yeah, they got more people, but, like, it just feels like a normal party. Like, where's the bachelorness of it all? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. Tyler shows up late to the bachelor party, and Matt is pissed off at him for why? We don't know.
Oh.
Basically, like, Matt is angry at Tyler because Tyler sometimes has trouble controlling his anger, even though he's doing a pretty good job fighting against a biological imperative.
Right.
And Tyler's like, yeah, I sort of have doubts about this whole officer training academy thing because at some point I may be forced to shoot somebody in the line of duty and then I become a vampire, werewolf again, and I don't want to do that. And Tyler's so right. My
right.
guy, it's like- just go work at a bookstore.
It's like,
Tyler's right in this case. And like, why is Matt mad at him? And why is Matt provoking him? Like, Matt, you're gonna get your ass kicked, boy.
Right. Like, with Matt, it's kind of like, number one, why are you mad? That has nothing to do with you, whether or not Tyler continues his training or not. Like, why are you forcing your ideals upon somebody else? Like, get it together. That's number one. Number two, like, now you're getting drunk off your ass because, like, I still don't get why you're upset. Like,
it, I like, don't really understand the core of Matt's anger.
Like, you're angry at somebody else. For why? Like I can't even say it's because of the deputy training thing, because that literally comes later. Like, he shows up mad.
Like,
you know what I mean?
And also, Tyler's just like, hey, man, maybe you shouldn't be drinking that heavily while you're still on painkillers. And Tyler's right.
Right. Like, and then, oh, wait, now I remember. He's still pissed about the thing with, like, Caroline and Stefan. But, like, I don't know. Get over it.
Get over it.
Like, it's been weeks now. It's been weeks now. And Caroline's no lawyer to be found, obviously. So you can't direct your anger to her. Stefan probably apologized to you already, and you just don't want to accept his apology. And now you want to just direct your anger to Matt. Like, I don't know. Get it together.
Get a job. Get it together.
Like, don't do this. Like, literally be anywhere else but here and angry, because now you're pissing me off. And like, I don't even get why you're in this town anymore in the first place. Like, can we talk about that? Because you literally hate your friends. Like, let's just say how it is. You hate your friends. Like, you don't care about them anymore because you've decided supernaturals are the worst thing in the world. And you don't want to have anything to do with them. So if you made that decision, that's your moral decision now. Like, that's your mindset that's now.
You're free to make that. Call, my guy.
Right.
You're free.
Why are you still here? Like, go somewhere else. Like, you're no longer friends with these people, if we're being real. You're just there, like, to cause issues. Like, no one asked you to stay in Mystic Falls. Why are you telling Alaric to leave? Why don't you leave? Like,
there's that one fucking skeleton meme. Like, if it sucks, hit the bricks, dude. Just hit the bricks, bro. If it sucks, hit the bricks. Just go.
Like, you don't like living here anymore. It reminds you too much of all the bad things that have happened to you. Sure, whatever. I understand that. You're human. You don't love the supernaturals, whatever. Then
leave.
Start a life somewhere else, like, with other humans around. Like, you're deciding to live in one specific area called Mystic Falls, where you know supernatural occurrences happen more likely than other places. Like, that's on you. And you feeling like you have some duty to the people around you to protect them when they didn't even act for that from you, right? It's weird to me. Like, no one asked you to stick up for all humans. Like, you're just trying to fill a void left by who exactly? Because everybody else who was in that town, who was in charge of, like, representing the humans within, like, whenever they had this, like, supernatural council, they're gone. Like, but even if they were still there, they would not agree with what you're saying, because they have people they care about who have been turned supernatural. Like, don't you have people you care about who turned supernatural?
Like, I know. It's just
that's
so,
what I don't get. Come on. Like,
get it together.
Like, it's so weird to me. Like, even if in some miracle world where you are in charge of the human faction, mind you, no one asked you to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
In that scenario, like, you're not even working for the humans necessarily per se, because a lot of these people probably have family members who are also supernatural that they don't know about, like, with the amount of supernatural occurrences that happened in this town. So, like, in a way, what I'm trying to say is, in Mystic Falls specifically, humans will always be tied up with supernaturals. Like, that's supernatural central, right?
Yeah.
You're always going to just have to work with them, because there's always going to be somebody who's a human who has someone who's supernatural who they want to look out for. Like, that's just more likely than not. So if that's the case, and you're saying, let's get rid of all supernaturals, well, I don't think all humans would agree with you on that. So you're going to have to, like, pick that up and take that elsewhere.
Literally, you know what I mean? Like, hit the bricks.
I don't know. It's common sense to me. It's common sense. Like, to me, it just makes sense to leave if you're no longer want to be interacting with supernaturals, because everybody in that town in some way or another is interacting with supernaturals, whether it's someone they know, a friend, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you're just going to either have to deal with it and deal with the dangers that come with it, or get out. Like, stop ruining it for everybody else just because you want to act like a crybaby. Like, That was just sitting in my spirit. I had to get that out.
And you know what? You're so valid for that. Matt sucks this episode so much, and he does nothing.
Like, does nothing, is not useful for humans in general. And just, like, is there to piss people off? Like, leave. Like, I don't even know why Lark invited him. And I also don't know why he's being invited to this wedding, since he hates supernatural so much. Because isn't somebody who's in this wedding supernatural? Like, isn't Jo a witch?
Well, she's a former witch. Remember, she gave up her powers to Kai. So, there's that. Well, but, exactly, it doesn't fucking matter. But
you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter.
Witch family will be there. So, like...
Right, like, witches will be involved. Okay? It's her witch wedding. Like... And now she's having Geminis. Like, that's gonna... Like, come on. Like... You're gonna have to go. Like, get out. You're not welcome here anymore. No one likes you. And now I totally understand everyone's sentiment towards him. And legacies. Like, I get it. I get it. Like, makes sense. Because
he's so annoying.
He's the worst. He's the worst.
He's overstayed his welcome.
It's so crazy how Matt was like this little side character who has had a cute little storyline with Caroline in the beginning. And now he's just like here.
Just like, what is your problem, sir? Anyway. Right. Enzo appears at the party. He asks Stefan to help out with Lily, who is struggling with bloodlust. Stefan and Enzo this episode are basically trying to get Lily back on the wagon. Stefan saves Lily just before she kills another innocent person, and she's like, he like confronts her in the Mystic Grill and everything. Stefan calls Damon to inform them that their mom is a Ripper, and also is the one who turned Enzo, which would mean that that she was out in like 1903 or 05 or whenever Enzo got turned. Just a lot of like, they're catching everybody else up on what we already know. Just sort of like a necessary game of telephone. Cool, cool, cool. Damon, however, does not inform Stefan about his plans to take the cure. Yikes.
Like, he knows. I don't know. Damon's so weird this episode.
I'm so tired of him. I'm so tired of him.
Like, just like, why wouldn't you tell your brother? Like, because he's going to try to convince you. If you're so sure, then just like tell him. Like, if you really want that, then nothing should stop you from having that, right? But you still have to tell your brother. Like, that's your brother.
Yeah.
Is it not? Like, such a confusing person to me. Constantly, like.
Okay. Enzo tells Damon that he does not think that Damon will take the cure because Damon is at his core selfish. Drag him. True.
Right. True facts. Tell him the truth. And, like, mind you, right? If I had, like, imagine knowing that this plotline had already happened before. Right?
Yeah.
Like, hearing that, knowing that this plot line happened previously is like an a completely different experience from hearing this and be like, oh yeah, sure, Damon's selfish. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know that Damon is selfish. So that's a valid reason for him to say that, for Enzo to say that. But also, now that I know that this plotline has already happened and it played out just as Enzo said, like, he's just right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah.
This fucking episode pisses me off.
it's so pointless. It's a pointless episode because we already did this. Like, it's one thing to, like, try to parallel a past episode or a past happening and, like, maybe, like, I guess they're trying to have it end differently. But, like, what's the point?
We all know it's gonna.
You know what I mean? Like what's the and, the and at the end of the day, what's the point? Is the point to try to show that Damon has matured since that moment and is now a different person?
He's not.
But he's not. Like if they had imagine that scene coming up, right? But like ever since that happened, Damon has matured as a person to like be a better person, like be a better quote unquote human. He's not a human, but like imagine, wait, I have it. Okay.
Okay. Hit me with it.
I'm fixing the Vampire Diaries for them right now.
Live,
okay.
Live on air.
Watch me do this magic.
Okay.
Okay. Live on air. Watch this.
Uh-huh.
We end season four with that walk away, right? And whatever happens in season four happens. But like over the course from season four to season six, we have actual development of Damon as a character. So like when he goes into that prison world with Bonnie, he comes out a better person, okay? He comes out and becomes a better person and he starts to actually care about other people other than just Elena, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's
And then we get to this episode and they have this repeat of what happened in season four. But now, maybe Elena can't see that Damon is a better person, but we, the audience, can see that he's a different, changed person. And then this scene has more, this episode has more impact. Because now it's like, sure, yeah, that happened before, but Damon's a different person now. So of course it would have a different result. So then, when they bring up the fact, when Elena brings up the fact that this happened in season four, which I forgot, right? And then I see that I'm like, oh wait, this did happen in season four, but this is completely different because Damon's a different person now. You see how that fixes things? I just fixed the Vampire Diaries for you writers. You're welcome.
It's the thing is that we need more on the surface growth and we need him to actually verbally and physically give a shit about people other than Elena. And I thought you almost think that that's happening because of everything he goes through with Bonnie and how he and Bonnie are besties now. And again, a ship that I would not hate. Bonnie and Damon. Like, I wouldn't hate it, all right? I wouldn't hate it if Damon and Elena had broken up for a while and then got back together at the end of season six and then, you know, whatever, whatever. Like, I just... Damon fundamentally has not changed as a character since, like, season three. Right.
And the crazy part is, I know it's because of that witch's obsession with.
You just know this is because Damon is Julie Plec's little baby boy.
Right. And she like loves him the way he is. And he can't change because that's my bad boy. And I love him that way. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Like, he's the bad boy YA protagonist. He cannot be anything else.
Right. And it's like, it's hurting the show, Julie. Julie, do you understand
Julie,
you're hurting the show by doing
Julie,
this?
Let him go. Let him go, Julie. Julie, please.
Please.
You need to let him go. You
please,
need to let your baby boy fly.
Because right now, you're causing a hindrance to the show. Forcing him to stay the same throughout this entire show is literally insane. Like, I can't wrap my head around it. Like, how has almost every character come out in a completely different person than they were in season one, except for Damon? Like, do you realize that? Like, think about any character that's on the show right now and then think about them in season one. Like, Caroline, season one, she was a bitch. Matt, season one, I don't remember a lot about Matt. He just wasn't as annoying. Tyler, season one, he was more of a jerk. Not so much of a jerk now. Stefan, I don't know. He was like just madly in love with Elena. Now he's not. I feel like he didn't need as much as a character change because he was pretty good from the beginning, right?
He was a good dude.
He's more like, we know more about him and he's more complex now because of his Ripper story and because of his, turning off his humanity, blah, 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 blah. Who else? Alaric. I guess Alaric's also in the kind
he's
of
sort
the
of ha- he's sort of he's kind of gone through the fucking ringer. Truly.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I would say he's kind of similar to Stefan, where he there wasn't necessarily anything outwardly bad about him in the beginning, so there's nothing for him to like grow for in that aspect. But like, he's just been through a lot. He's been through a lot. He's seen a lot. He's a different. He's a little bit of a different person now. Wait, he was a vampire hunter, right? So he's not
a vampire hunter for a while. Then he was a vampire for a while, and then he was dead for a while. He's sort of gone through it, you know.
He's gone through a lot. You know, he's changed a lot. And then we go to Damon. Damon was a jerk season one. He manipulated PGT Bill season one. He treated people like Caroline horrible season one, if you remember. And then he gets with Elena, and he's still horrible to everybody. But now Elena's the exception because he kind of likes her now. Like, do you realize how flat that sounds, Julie Plec?
Julie,
do you realize how crazy you look right now?
Julie,
for doing that.
Julie, let your baby boy go.
Like, I would have been so down for Delana if there was any actual character development with Damon. And mind you, right? I was on Reddit, as I am, and the Vampire Diaries sub shows up in my feed sometimes because I one time commented on there about this podcast. The Vampire Diaries
subreddit is so... I will not speak. I do subscribe to it just so I can see the hot mess that goes down there daily.
So somebody made a post and they're like, I don't get Delana. Like, I don't think they really have that much chemistry. Maybe they had it like in the first couple of seasons, but then it kind of dwindled out. Like, I just don't get them. Somebody posted that, right? And like I'm in the same boat in a way, because my first interaction with the Vampire Diaries was Delana, right? Like, I was not a Delana shipper, but I saw a lot of their clips on my Tumblr feed. I was like, yeah. Oh,
they
look,
were a lot of people's very first point of contact for this
right
show.
And like those clips, they have like a lot of chemistry going between them, but it's not like the same chemistry that Selena has throughout the first couple of seasons of the show. It's more like of a, it's like a fiery, passionate chemistry, but like it's just because they hate each other so much. You know what I mean? Like that type of chemistry.
Yeah.
And they kind of like, when they like, when they kiss, it's kind of like angry. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like soft or romantic. It's like I don't want to say hateful, but like more like an angry type of dynamic between those two, right? That's like their spark or whatever, which is fine, whatever. But I think because they didn't have that like nice, soft, romantic dynamic, when they actually got together, it's kind of like, okay, and
we're so bored. Yeah, no, I generally think that that's it. Like, it's so, I think that Damon just hasn't had enough growth, and I say this of course as a Damon hater, but also like a potential Damon stanny. Like, you could have gotten me at any point in time if, like, he had character growth. I love a jackass.
You love Klaus. You love Klaus.
Klaus is my favorite TVZ character of all time. He is the ultimate bad boy. And you're telling me you can't get me to like this milquetoast little villain man? No, get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. You can do better. Julie, let your baby boy go. We gotta move on.
Yeah, but
we gotta, you guys get our sentiment.
You guys get what we were saying, right? Like this is just Julie Plec's fault at the end of the day.
This is so Julie Plec's fault.
And her inability to, like, be normal and, like, not be obsessed with this one character staying the same because do you have romantic feelings for Damon, Julie?
Julie, we have questions, Julie.
Like, why else would you do this as a writer? Like, come on.
Get it together. Anyway, where are we on the dock? God, we're not even that far into the dock. However,
this episode goes fast. We'll go through it. We'll go through it quickly. It's not a lot that happens.
We sort of already talked about the fact that Bonnie is like, hey, are you afraid to turn into a human because you don't think you'll like Damon anymore? Anyway, just a thought. Just food for thought. And then, like, they move on. Elena gets a call from Damon. They meet up in the center of town on the clock tower to talk. Great, wonderful. Stefan tries to get Lily to transfer her bloodlust into alcoholism, which is a fun little subversion of the metaphor. I love that we are just going around in fucking circles with this.
He's like, have you tried alcohol before? It's like so similar to it's what like you're so feeling good right now.
But like, have you it's so had much alcohol like- in the 20th century? It's really good now, Mom.
It's really good. Like, it'll totally cure whatever you're going through.
He makes some funny joke about, like, it's either this or squirrel blood or rabbit blood. But have you ever tried to catch a rabbit? Fucking humiliating. Which, like, yes, so true, actually. What I would not give to see fucking Stefan goddamn Salvatore running through a forest trying to catch a fucking rabbit. I just think it'd be funny. Anyway, Lily says that she's, like, not the same person as his mother. Like, when I see you, I'm reminded of, like, a past weaker version of me. Which we were not privy to. And we're just sort of expected to buy it. Anyway, right. He suggests they start over, but she ends up stabbing him, killing someone, and leaving the Mystic Girl. Great job, bud. Great job.
Sure. That works, I guess.
Damon admits that he would take the cure because he's afraid of losing her. And Elena's like, I don't want you to do something that will make you resent me for the rest of our lives. Yeah. Actually, Elena? Yeah. Correct. Good job,
good,
girl.
Good job.
I guess. Good job? Question mark?
She's such a frustrating character.
She's
right?
So.
It's like she knows. It's like it's frustrating because it feels like she knows, but also she doesn't want to act like.
Yeah. It feels it's like frustrating because I want to like Elena so bad because I used to like Elena a lot. And then season 4 ended and I was like, oh, you're kind of boring now, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, it was kind of in season 4, too. I really did not like her that much in season 4. Anyway. Matt has a weird moment where he advises Alaric to leave Mystic Falls. Okay, take your own advice. If it sucks, hit the
and
bricks.
Get the fuck. Like, Greg, you get out, actually. How about you?
Matt, you
do
own
that.
A house right now? Sell that shit. Get not out. Not to be rude, but like, you're already on the property ladder. Sell that shit. Move somewhere else. Let's see. Stefan cleans up Lily's mess at the Mystic Grill by compelling everyone to leave and forget what happened. And Enzo comes in and is like, hey, do you hear, bestie? Your brother's taking the cure. And then just like, that's another scene. Like, it's just so...
Like, there's so many scenes where it's like, hey, I have to tell you about something.
And like...
That's it.
That's 7 scenes in a row. And they're like 3 lines of dialogue long. And I'm like this pisses me off.
You're like, what are we doing here? Like, what's the purpose?
Like, let's actually. be so serious right now.
Like, do that shit off camera, actually. Like, am I watching a show? Am I watching two people have a conversation back and forth with one another?
It kind of reminds me, have you ever read... I'm so sorry for the sentence I'm about to say. Have you ever read one of those, like, Sarah J. Maas books?
Sarah J. Maas.
Fucking Court of Rose and Thorns or whatever. Fucking House of Sky and Breath or whatever. They're like...
I don't think
they're,
so.
They're really big on... they're like really big fantasy like YA novels.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I haven't. No, I haven't.
Okay. She does this thing that pisses me off where there are a bunch of scenes all from different people's point of views where like it's really, really long scenes that only serve to give you like one nugget of information. Like these characters will have a page long conversation so that one person can be like, I can't get a hold of Connor on the phone. And then the next scene you find out that Connor is fucking like dead on the ground or whatever. And you're like, oh, okay. I'm glad we had that one whole page where everybody was like worried about not being able to get him on the phone only to see that he was dead. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly what you mean. It's like the point of fiction, the point of dialogue is not to get to the next scene. It's supposed to be seamless, Right?
And like this just feels really like sloppily split up. Like I feel like we could have accomplished a lot more with a lot less scenes if you were smarter about the scenes. And this just like usually TVT's not that bad about this, but when they're bad, they're bad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like I shouldn't be able to tell this scene is just so that Enzo can tell Stefan that Damon wants to take the care. You know what I mean? Like I shouldn't be able to tell that. Like that should be passed along in a very light and airy way while something else is getting done.
Yeah.
Like what happened to efficiency?
It's not efficient. You're correct. That's I think the core of it. It's not very efficient at all.
Like I'm watching a show. I'm not here for a whole bunch of tiny little things set up so that by the end I finally get all the information. Like I'm here for a good time, not for a long time. Get to the point.
Get to the fucking point. As they're about to leave the diner, Lily comes in to confront Bonnie and Joe. She stabs Bonnie in the neck. Rip. She like stabs Bonnie in the neck with like one of those little like things that you slam orders down on or like receipts on.
Yeah.
Shit would fucking hurt. Anyway, she's about to feed on Joe. And right before she does, Joe's like, I'm pregnant. And Lily listens to her heartbeats and she's like, oh, congrats on the twins. And then leaves. And I will say, this one is really funny because it does like three different things.
See, that's an efficient way to get information to the audience.
Lily's on a rampage. She's stopped by a witch momentarily. She disables said witch by a fucking order taker to the throne, and then she informs a Gemini witch that she's having twins.
That's smart writing. That's smart writing. Let's get back to that. Like, let's do more of that, you guys. So frustrating with the show.
The show frustrates me to know.
Because, like, it's like they know what they're doing. They know how to do it. They just, for some reason, don't want to.
Sometimes they just don't. That I think that's kind of what pisses me off the most is like this show can be so good. You know?
Yeah.
Like it could be so good. Damon and Elena go on a cute little date. Damon gets into Elena's head and basically transports her back to her old house. And he's like, this is where I kissed you first, but you don't remember because a lark took all your memories away, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Male angst. Damon says that he'd give up everything to spend his life with Elena. And then Elena takes the cure and she like faints and she starts to remember old memories because the cure undoes all magic on her and vampire compulsion is just magic. And Elena is human again. Congrats. She like pricks herself on the finger and it does not heal. So Elena finally has all her Damon memories back. Woohoo. Great. Wonderful. So happy for you. I kind of am going to be so real with you. I did kind of forget that she did not have all of her Damon memories back by now. I don't know if that's just because we have watched this show really, really slowly. We only watch one episode every 2 weeks, and I really don't watch episodes that close together otherwise. But... yeah, I did kind of forget that. And I was like, oh, right. Yeah, that was a whole plot point. A whole thing.
No, it happens to me all the time. Like, I'll just forget stuff. I'm like, oh, right, that happened not that long ago. I forgot. Yeah.
In the show timeline, it happened 3 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
4 months, maybe, in the show timeline. So, like, are bad for forgetting, but I did just kind of forget. Lily's on a rampage across town, remember, and she snaps Damon's neck, and before she can feed on Elena, Elena stabs her in the eye with a little pin. Girl boss. Yes, and Elena, even though she's being like slowed down by like the memories coming back to her and they physically are throwing her to the ground, it's so dramatic. She does escape through the Mystic Grill. Why did Damon set up his illusion right by the Mystic Grill? Not to be like, boy, be so serious, but also, boy, be so serious right now.
Why? Such a random place.
Just a random ass place. Not even like in the neighborhood. Not even like, I assume there's just an empty lot now where the Gilbert household used to be. You would think that would kind of be easier to do. But no, just like by the Mystic Grill. Be so serious. Be so for real.
So funny.
Anyway, Elena runs into the Mystic Grill. She escapes through the tunnels in like the Mystic Grill backroom vents. I love these fucking tunnels. I'm a tunnel fan. I think they're so funny.
They just come out of nowhere and you're like, yeah!
We remembered them! Woohoo! Like, love that for us. Joe sort of has the realization that since she's having twins, she's now Kai's number one target because those twins merging would be the thing that would usurp Kai of his power. So even though Kai is stuck in a prison realm, he is still technically the leader of the Gemini Coven. So the Gemini Coven's going to want these babies to do the merge so that they have a leader that's not fucking insane, crazy, and stuck in a prison realm. That'll come back to haunt us in, checks notes, 10 years, I think, whenever Legacies happens.
Right.
So just so you know,
it's coming.
Wait a while. Stefan and Damon have a little brotherly fight over the cure, and I'm fucking pissed off by this episode. I'm so fucking done. I'm so tired of this episode by now. They're like gonna team up to look for Lily, and Stefan does end up finding her. And she's like, I don't want to become like you after years of resisting the urge. And like, youch. What a horrible thing to hear from your mom. I don't want to be like you. Okay, damn, bitch.
Is my life that bad? Like, okay.
Shit, is it that serious? She attempts to end her vampiric life. And Damon pops up behind her with some vervain and knocks her out.
Well, no. She tries to end her vampire life and then tries to attack Stefan. And that's when Damon takes him out.
So she was really going to do a double murder. Right. Truly for what, queen? And then Damon takes her out. And Damon is unfortunately, I think, still winning Son of the Year award.
Yeah.
Joe tells Alaric about the twins. And she's like, my family will try and take the babies away from us because of the aforementioned Gemini leader coven merge twin thing. And Alaric's like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just disappear. After the wedding, we will just disappear so that your family can't find us. My friends can't find us. We'll just fucking vanish and live a normal life. And I love when a character talks like this because it's such just like a flashing sign, like one or both of us is going to die. Like, it's so funny. They're like, we'll disappear. We'll have a house with a garden somewhere. And then you're like, oh, so you're going to die.
Yeah. Someone's disappearing. All right. From this planet we call Earth.
Somebody's vanishing off this mortal coil. And it's probably going to be one of you now. Elena reminds all of us that they had this conversation about the cure on the island, and he walked away from her. And it was at this exact point in the episode that I texted the group chat. I was like, I'm fucking sick of Delana. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
What do you mean we had this conversation already and I don't remember it?
I was peacefully forgetting. I thought this was a whole new conflict. And now you're reminding me that it is not in fact a new conflict? Girl, fuck off.
If Julie, I think you're the main point of this problem being an issue, because we could have had a beautiful episode just now, okay? This could have been beautiful with the right character growth. So it really is a little bit of a little fuck you, Julie, plaque, because like, if it wasn't for your obsession with Damon, I don't even care about Selena at this point. If you want Delana to be endgame, go ahead. But, like, at least make them good. You know, like, for the rest of us who are still suffering, like, at least make them likable to a normal person. But no, you're just obsessed with Damon being the worst and Elena just forgiving it all the time for some reason.
It's just so...
And like, even in this moment, you know, when Damon is quote unquote saying he wants to become a human for Elena, right? Whatever, sure, fine. But it feels so, what's the word? Stupid. Because sure, he'll become a human, but that won't change anything about him. He'll still be the asshole we know and love today.
Yeah, you know? I think them reminding us that we've already had this conversation before is really like a bad move. It was, I think, just a genuine misstep that really made me go, hey, then why the fuck are we talking about it again?
Right.
Like in a worse, you could have gotten through this whole episode and I would have been like, all right, a little annoyed at Delana, but like, whatever. That's a, you know, like it's a new conflict. Like, Damon's had some alleged character growth in like 6 seasons. That means like, yeah, sure, maybe he would want to take the cure. But then you're reminding me that we already had this check-in on Damon's growth 2 seasons ago and he said, no, thank you. He hasn't changed that much in 2 seasons. You could, like, again, he might maybe has changed that much in 6 seasons. That's fine. I'll give him that. In the last 2 seasons, no, thank you. No.
Right. Like, that's the problem. That actually is the problem. Like, it's too short of a time frame because he hasn't even changed that much. Like 6 years, a person can kind of change a little
bit. He's had a lot of character growth since the very beginning of the season, sure. But since season 4, let's be so serious right now. Let's be realistic. Like,
stop lying to me. You're lying right now. You know what? Mm-hmm. I think I've accepted it. Mm-hmm. That I feel like everybody who watches this show and comes out of it with like, oh my gosh, Jelena's the best ship ever, just doesn't really care about... I don't want to offend people, but like, it just feels like...
Break it to you. Based on our... Based on our Apple Podcast reviews, we already have offended quite a few people, but continue.
It just feels like it's like one of those people who watch anything, you know, where they're like, yeah, it's bad, but like, I like it. And like, just like unwilling to acknowledge that it's bad, right? Because like, okay, I like Delana and... I think they're the best couple on this show, but yada, yada, yada. If you can't all say that and also say, but, you know, these things were not done correctly and, like, the writers fumbled this X, Y, and Z, so I can understand why people are not down for it. I don't know. It just feels like you're being willfully dumb a little bit.
It feels like you really don't care about Elena. Is that sad to say?
Or, like, not even Elena. It feels like you don't really... Like, you might be a TV, but you might love TV, but it feels like you don't really consume TV with a critical thought at all.
And that's okay. You don't need to critically think about every show that you watch. That's totally fine. I certainly don't. I mentioned fucking Sarah J. Maas books earlier. I think those books are hot steaming piles of garbage. Right. Have I still read most of them? Yes. Unfortunately.
I feel like there's a difference between, like, reading something and knowing that it's not good and, like, but being like... But, like, I still like it anyways, right?
It's still kind of entertaining.
Right. Versus, like, being like, oh, like, this thing I love and anybody who says otherwise is incorrect. Because, no, there are flaws. We all can see the flaws. There are certainly flaws. There's huge flaws and big reasons why people wouldn't like it. This being one of them. Damon's lack of character growth, right? Like, it's not like, if... I really do feel like if small things were changed on this show, I could get around to Damon. Like, I could get around to Delana. Yeah. But, like, they just executed them so poorly. Mm-hmm. I can't stand by it. Like, I've seen it done better. You know what I mean? Like, they are the fantasy of what an enemies to lovers ship should be. Right? Like, they are, like, an ideal world. Like, I get what the writers were going for, but I just don't think they did it well enough for me to be sold. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, I feel like if you can't acknowledge that people are just not sold by their story because it's done poorly, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, you can't get angry at people for not liking a ship because the writers did them dirty. Like, it's not done well. Like,
it's really like, just like, God, you could have had me, but then you reminded me right now why you don't have me. You know what I mean? Right. Like, you could have had me. I could have been a Delana. I could have been a shooter for Delana. I could have been. But now you reminded me why I fucking hate them again. And you've just been reminding me why I hate them for like the last three episodes.
It's so annoying because I want to be here for it. Like, the show wants them to be together so badly. So I get it. But also, I don't, because I'm upset because you're messing up this viewing experience for me. You, the writers who wrote this and directed this, you're just doing a poor job. And like, I guess that's just the inconsistency of the Vampire Diaries. Like, that's why when you go to watch the originals and you don't think of the Vampire Diaries as a comparison, because they got it tied up there. Like, they got it tight. Like, everything's a working machine. So they got it running like a machine over there. Like,
they really do. They have that bitch like running like a fucking Shakespearean tragedy machine. It is so good.
They got, like, the scripts are all locked. Like, nothing's getting out of here. Like, we're double checking everything to make sure things make sense. Here, they're just throwing stuff at a wall. And like, we're like, they're like, don't worry, they'll forget about that. It's okay. Don't forget about it. Like, it's okay. And I'm sorry, but I'm not a bitch who forgets. Like, I remember.
You are a bitch who forgets, but you're also not a bitch who forgets.
Right. Like, I do forget a lot of stuff, but like, when it comes to like things I enjoy, like TV and entertainment, I'm not forgetting shit, bitch. I'll remember that till the end of time. Like, it really is. I'm sorry. This episode's probably winding out to be longer than it needs to be because I just keep talking about it. But, like, I think it's just, I'm so upset about it, too, because, like, I can see the vision. You know what I mean? Like, I hate when I can see something, but I can just envision it better.
Yeah.
Because then I'm upset because why didn't you do what's better? Like, it's so frustrating. Like, you could have done so much, so much, so much better with these two. And now Nina's leaving for the season, and this is what we got.
This is what we got. Like, come on, let's be so serious, please.
Frustrating, frustrating, frustrating.
Okay, this is a parallel that I actually do like that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Stefan. Or Lily wakes up inside the dungeons at the Salvatore Manor, and Enzo is the one who initially she wakes up to, and Stefan comes in and he said he like wants Lily one day to see him as her son, and she promises, in a promise very reminiscent to the promise that Damon made Stefan, she's like, I want you to feel fucking utter devastation. And I'm going to get my friends back, my friends and family back, the heretics back. And I do like that parallel. I think that's a good parallel. Yeah. That's one that like they didn't need to tell me about. I just remembered because that's a good moment. That's a very good character moment for Damon. It's a very good moment for Stefan. You know, like I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the last scene this episode.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby, I love this one. In the 1903 prison world, Kai is humming a 90s song, which I think is a fun little twist. He's whistling a 90s song. I can't remember which one it is. Hang on. I need to find the name of the song. What one is he humming? Anyway, he's humming a 90s song. The music this episode actually kind of fucking slapped. Sorry. He's humming as he's making a big meal, and you can see he's like making some like bread, and there's like eggs on the table and stuff, and then also you can see on him there's like bite marks all over his fucking neck and like
such a good detail.
Ugh. And Kai steps out of the home and he starts ringing a bell and he's like, breakfast time, bitches, big day ahead of us. We are going home. And that's the end of the episode. Kai, so we needed him. We have been in the goddamn trenches. We needed him back. And he's back. When we needed him most, he delivered. And I thank fucking God for that. That's it. For this episode. That's all. We did it. Congratulations.
We got through it.
We got through it. But truly, did we get through it?
Not really.
Well, no. We sort of suffered all the time, actually.
So much, so much.
Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Scale of 1 to 10. What do you rank in this episode? Some high highs, some low lows.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give it such a low score, but it's like so boring. I don't even have the energy for that.
It's such a fucking boring episode until it really slaps.
Like, it's so, so boring that, like usually if I hate the episode, I'll score it low. You know that. But, like, I can't even put it in myself to hate it as much as I do other episodes because of how boring it was. Like, I just feel indifferent about it. And for that, I'm giving it a lukewarm 5.
A lukewarm 5.
Like, it's so boring. Like, it's not even necessarily that it's, like, a bad episode. It's just boring. Like, I don't care. Like, give it a 5. Who cares? Like, if you ask me to repeat what happened in this episode, like, a few days from now, I could not tell you. Like, that's how uninterested I was in what went down.
Like, and that's just a so nothing fair burger. Because it's fucking boring as hell. Like, nothing I was burger. So like, bored watching this episode.
I just wanted to get through it at the end of the day. Like, I had to pause 3 separate times to watch it.
It's just boring.
To pause 3, I had to pause to get some dopamine from somewhere else. I could come back and finish the episode. Like, it was so bad.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking bad, dude.
Ugh. What are you grading it?
This episode's real bad. Really pisses me off. The only real bright spot, I think, is Lily echoing Damon and promising to ruin Stefan's life. Great peril. And Kai. Love it. And then Kai. That's really the only two good things this episode. Are those two things enough to warrant a 5? I don't think so. Truly, I really don't think so.
Like, here's my thought process. I would score it, like, probably as low as I scored something else a couple weeks ago, right? But, like, that would require me caring.
The episode before this, you gave it a 3.
Right. That would require me caring enough about the episode to give it a 3. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care enough to give it a 3. It's giving a 5.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to give it a 3. I think I'm going to give this episode a 3. I really think so. This season is so good, which makes these episodes that are so bad so much worse.
And then they cram them in all together at once. Like, bad episodes all crammed together and then, like, one good one every couple. After a couple bad
it's
ones.
It's like, they're like, so good, 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 good. And then suddenly you have, like, a 5 and it's episode 9. You're like, okay, that was weird. And then it goes back up to, like, 8s and 9s and 10s until, like, episode 19 where it's a fucking 4. Like, it's just buck wild.
So bad. Like who wrote this, actually? You're kind of on my hit list now.
The thing is that these writers are good. I just think they had too much shit to get through this episode to make it. I just think they structured this episode wrong, and I just think they had too much to get through in this episode.
They did not do a good job of pacing themselves. Is like, they could have just taken out, I bet you if they took out the Matt stuff,
it would have been a little bit tighter.
We could get it there. The Matt stuff did not have to be there. Like, him telling Alaric to leave Mystic Falls and leading to Alaric saying later on, let's leave Mystic Falls, that did not have to happen. Alaric could have just came to that conclusion himself.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is a bad time. Bad time. I fucking hate this episode. I hated it. I hated it. I hated it. Who's the MVP of this very bad episode? Kai, just because he was fun. Like, I feel like I want to give it to Kai because nobody else was good this episode. But like, I feel like I can't because he was only in it for like 3 seconds.
Let me look at the entire episode and really think. Okay. We have Alaric and Joe. No. We have Bonnie.
Joe, I think you could potentially. You could make maybe, a case for Joe.
No, not Bonnie. Not enough of Bonnie. Mm-hmm. Of course, not Elena and Damon. Mm-hmm. No. Matt, no. Enzo, no. Stefan, maybe Stefan. I would give it to maybe Stefan.
You could make a case for Stefan. And you could maybe make a case for Lily because I think she was causing chaos and that was kind of fun.
Yeah. Maybe actually Lily.
Maybe it's actually going to be Lily. I like her. She was the only one doing anything interesting this episode.
And I actually really enjoyed her chase scene with Elena as well. She like informed Joe of her having twins.
She was out here. She was out here doing shit. I like it. We'll give it to Lily. Yeah. This will be her second MVP this season. Truly racking up a pretty impressive number of MVPs for only being here for 3-4 episodes now. So,
wow.
I know. So there's that. Next time on Afterbite, we are so close to the end of season 6. We are so close. I can almost fucking taste it. We're so close.
Let's go.
Next time on Afterbite, season 6, episode 21, I'll Wed You in the Golden Summertime.
Ooh.
Bet you won't guess what this episode is about. Take a wild guess.
Is it Alaric and Joe's wedding? Maybe, perhaps?
How'd you guess? Oh my god.
I don't know. I'm kind of just like really good at guessing. I don't know.
You're kind of just like really, really good at that, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's next time on Afterbite. Until then, you can find us on Twitter or Tumblr. If you're a Tumblr girly like me now, we're at Afterbite Pod on Tumblr. I'm posting episodes there and I'm doing like season long master posts so people can like get what they want. There's that. Anyway. That's it. Go call your mom. So she doesn't end up like Lily Salvatore promising you everlasting devastation. Go call your mom. Right.